Hey, if you're in one of those stable but stale relationships where everything looks fine on the outside, but you're dying on the inside, then you'll appreciate today's episode. And you will definitely benefit from my mini course, Rephrase Your Relationship. In this short audio course, I'll teach you the exact three phrases that I teach my clients to use to shift the tone in their relationship and experience a whole new level of understanding and connection. Check out Rephrase Your Relationship at brentpeake.com or use the link in the show notes. Now, here's today's episode. Welcome to the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I'm Brent Peake, a licensed professional counselor and therapeutic coach. Are you ready to reclaim your self-worth, reduce stress, and build stronger, healthier relationships? Then you've come to the right place. Each week, we'll dive into practical strategies and heartfelt insights designed to help you cultivate inner peace and live a more empowered, balanced life. That's the journey we're on together. From emotional healing to transformative connections, we'll explore a variety of topics to support you on your path to true empowerment and serenity. Join me on this journey to deep emotional healing and discover the peace and strength within you. Welcome to today's episode, three things you're doing to try to fix your relationship that actually aren't working, and how to change them. Relationships are complex, and when things get tough, it is natural to want to do everything you can to fix things. Often the strategies we employ come from a place of love and desperation to make things right. However, some of these well-intentioned actions can have hidden costs that undermine the very connection we're trying to protect. Today, we're going to explore three common but counterproductive strategies, as well as their impact and what you can do instead to truly strengthen your relationship. So let's dive in. The first one is, and this is a common one, defending yourself. Imagine you're having an argument with your partner or spouse about household responsibilities, and they express their frustration about feeling unsupported. And you immediately start listing all the things that you do around the house, trying to prove that you are indeed pulling your weight. While it's natural to want to clear up misunderstandings and show your efforts, constantly defending yourself can escalate conflicts rather than resolve them. Instead of fostering understanding, it often turns the discussion into a battle of who's right, who's wrong. And when you defend yourself, especially emphatically, you end up crossing a boundary by trying to influence your partner's thinking, believing that if they would just see things your way, everything would be fixed. This shifts the focus from understanding and connection to proving a point, which can make your partner feel invalidated and unheard. And meanwhile, you end up feeling attacked, misunderstood, and this only increases your own stress, your own frustration. What if instead of defending yourself, you practiced relational listening, shifting your focus from self-defense to truly hearing your partner can make a world of difference. Acknowledge their feelings without immediately jumping to your own defense. Listen actively by being attentive and reflecting what you hear to ensure that you are clearly hearing their perspective. And listen empathetically by acknowledging what is understandable about your partner's perspective, even if you don't share their version of reality. This shows that you're making an effort to understand their perspective and validate their feelings, and you end up fostering empathy and connection. Validation doesn't equal agreement. You don't have to agree with everything they're saying in order to validate them. You can learn more about relational listening back in episode 5, Hear Me Out, The Power of Relational Listening, where we dove into the three levels of relational listening that I just briefly referred to there just now. But you can dive in more in episode 5, so I encourage you to go back and check that out. So the first thing that you might be doing to try to fix your relationship that isn't working is defending yourself. The second one, sacrificing your own needs. Maybe you've been consistently putting your partner's needs above your own, hoping that by accommodating them, you'll keep the peace and make them happy. Over time, though, this imbalance can lead to resentment and a lack of authenticity in your relationship. Your partner might unknowingly take your sacrifices for granted, and you might find yourself feeling burnt out, undervalued, and disconnected, not just from your partner, but from your own needs. Sacrificing your needs can stem from a desire to be selfless and accommodating, but it crosses a boundary by stepping too much into your partner's needs as you care for them and then neglect yourself. This creates an unhealthy dynamic where your personal needs are pushed aside. It's important to recognize that your needs are valid, and expressing them in a healthy way can actually bring you closer together. I've seen it over and over again with the couples that I work with. They think that if they are clear about what they need, about what they want, that they will end up pushing their partner away. And it is the exact opposite. That level of vulnerability, when shared appropriately, actually brings you closer together. Try communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Start by using I statements to express your needs without blame, without accusation. For example, you might say, "I feel overwhelmed by the household chores. Can we find a way to share the responsibilities more evenly?" Notice that there's no accusation here, just a feeling and a question. Make the process even more powerful by engaging in the relational listening that we talked about earlier and back in episode 5. Clear communication fosters mutual respect and understanding, allowing both partners to support each other more effectively. So the first thing that you're doing to try to fix the relationship that isn't working, defending yourself. The second one, sacrificing your needs. And the last one for today, avoiding conflict. This is a big one. And frankly, everybody gets here eventually. And this is about the time when they start to see me. Whenever a disagreement arises, you find yourself retreating, hoping that by avoiding the conflict, you'll maintain peace and harmony in the relationship. However, avoiding conflict often leads to unresolved issues that fester over time. It creates a buildup of unspoken resentment and frustration. And your partner might feel that their concerns and feelings are being ignored, leading to feelings of isolation and disconnection. And meanwhile, you carry the weight of unresolved issues, causing buildup of your own internal stress and anxiety. Avoiding conflict results in putting up a wall, an unhealthy boundary that prevents genuine communication. And while those walls may protect you from immediate hurt or pain, they also block out intimacy and understanding. It's essential to embrace constructive conflict as a pathway to deeper understanding and connection. Addressing issues openly and constructively can strengthen trust and intimacy as both partners feel their concerns are heard and respected. Instead of avoiding conflict, approach disagreements with a problem-solving mindset, a collaborative mindset. Use phrases like, "I've noticed that we seem to disagree about how we spend our weekends. Can we talk about how to find a balance that works for both of us?" Healthy conflict can be a pathway to deeper understanding and connection. It is possible to address these issues without damaging the relationship when you do it right. So while it's understandable that you would want to resort to these common strategies in an effort to fix things in your relationship, being aware of their hidden costs can help you choose more effective approaches. By practicing relational listening, communicating your needs clearly, embracing constructive conflict, you can build a stronger, more connected relationship. Remember, the goal is not to avoid all problems, but to navigate them together with empathy, respect, and a genuine desire to understand and support each other. If you find it challenging to break these patterns, then I urge you to check out my mini audio course, Rephrase Your Relationship. It's found at brentpeak.com. And for just a few bucks, you will learn the first most important phrases that I teach the couples I work with to help them shift the tone of their conversations and start communicating and connecting with each other with empathy and understanding. Look for Rephrase Your Relationship at brettpeake.com or at the link in the show notes. That's it for today. Go ahead and put these principles into practice, and I hope that they will help you live a life of empowered serenity. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I hope our conversation today has inspired you to embrace your journey toward deeper emotional healing, empowerment, and inner peace. Be sure to check the show notes for any resources that may have been mentioned in this episode. And don't forget to visit brentpeake.com for additional resources and information about working with me. If you found value in our discussion, please share this podcast with others who might benefit and consider subscribing and leaving a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people seeking transformative change. And remember, the path to empowered serenity is a journey, and you're not alone. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward with hope and resilience. The information provided in the Empowered Serenity Podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or mental health concerns. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast. If you are experiencing a crisis, please contact your local emergency services or seek immediate help from a mental health professional. The views expressed by guests on the podcast are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Brent Peake or North Valley Therapy Services.